Mahabadi Sannyasi. Why? He was not engaged in reading Vedanta Sutra. And why he was indulging in chanting Hare Krishna. That in this age, Kali Yuga, Vedanta Sutra, to study Vedanta Sutra and to understand the first part of Vedanta Sutra is very difficult. It requires a very good Sanskrit scholarship. Although it is not very difficult to understand if it is taken by the parampara system, but because people try to understand Vedanta Sutra by scholastic remnant, therefore it becomes difficult. It was discussed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was a very learned scholar. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Mahabadi Sannyasi, everywhere, they are very proud of their Sanskrit education. Sometimes people ask our students whether you have learned Sanskrit. But Krishna consciousness understanding does not depend on Sanskrit scholarship. That is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said to the Mahavadi Sannyasi Prakashananda Saraswati, that my Guru Maharaj studied me as a great fool. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself. He was a learned scholar, undoubtedly, very learned scholar. In his youthful age, he was known as a divine pandit. This pandit title, especially the Brahmins have given this pandit title. But he was specifically known as pandit, divine pandit, very good scholar. And he defeated the Keshav Kashmiri, a great renowned scholar of Kashmir. The Kashmir country is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is a very old country. And there were many learned scholars. And one scholar came to Navadvip to defeat the Pandit, the learned scholar of Navadvip. But he was defeated by a young boy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, was at that time only 16 years old. But he defeated only in composition, Sanskrit composition. The Sanskrit composition, there is rules and regulations. So, you know the story. He pointed out many defects in the verses composed by the Keshav Kashmiri. So he was defeated. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great scholar, there is no doubt of it. But in spite of his becoming a great scholar, he is presenting himself as a great fool. He says, my Guru Maharaj hobby, even if one is very great scholar, he has to abide by the decision of his spiritual mind. Even one is very great scholar, and if his spiritual master says that you are a great fool, he should accept it. This is called fool surrender. For example, I give you a practical. My Guru Maharaj was very great scholar, and his Guru Maharaj from literary point of view, he could not even sign his name, Gaur Krishna Das Bhari Maharaj. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to accept Gaur Krishna Das Bhari Maharaj as his spiritual path. That you go and take your initiation from Gaur Krishna Das Bhari. So he thought that I am a great scholar and I am son of a Majesty Bhaktivinoda Thakur and great Vaishnava, he will be very much pleased to accept me. Of course, he was very much pleased. But in the beginning, he refused. He refused because, of course, that is only so. He was not proud. Just to teach us, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, explained that I was a little proud, so I was thrice refused by his Maharaj. Although he was the only disciple. So, this scholarship is not a qualification of becoming a devotee. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Scholarship may help, but it is not necessary. Real necessary is that one should be humble and meek and follow the instruction of his spiritual mind. This is real quality. Sinadati Shanitina Sarodati Sahishmana Kamanina Manadena Svitaniya Sada. Because bhakti does not depend on any material quality. Bhakti depends on this matter. Aprati. Adhokhaj. Tavaipumshan paro dharma jato bhakti adhok. So that is being taught. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained his position to Prakashananda Saraswati that my Guru Maharaj, studying my character, he found me a great fool. Therefore, he advised me to chant Hare Krishna Maha. The idea is that by studying Vedanta Sutra, by becoming a very great scholar, to achieve transcendental position of devotional service is very, very difficult now. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift. But whatever you may be, if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra offensively, then everything is achieved without any difficulty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ya haite sarva siddhi hai vesana. Sarva siddhi. Siddhi means perfection. Siddhi means perfection. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised. That is his propaganda. Seta Dharpana Mahajanam Bhava Mahadavani Vipapa. Sarvatmanam Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankhita. That is Chaitanya. So, his Guru Maharaj advised him. He presented himself like that to Prakashananda Saraswati. Presenting himself as fool means to the general mass of people, they are not fit for becoming very great Sanskrit scholar or very good philosopher or student of Vedanta. That is not possible in this age. Mass of people they are almost Sudra. Sudra Sama. Scholarship, to study Sanskrit, to study Vedas, Puranas, they're meant for the Brahmins, not even for the Kshatriyas. Or what to speak of Vaishya. Vaishya, Sudra, and Omers, they are being classified in the Bhagavad Gita as place in Kriya Kriya Vaishya Satha Sudra, they beyond the Parangati. But Krishna is so merciful. If you take the skeleton of Krishna's lotus feet, whatever you may be scholar or not scholar, maybe rich or poor, woman, Sudra, Vaishya, or Papajan, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. In Bhagavata also, Supreme Krishna is saying, Kirata Hunanda Philinda Pukpata Abhina Sambha Jamana Khatagaya Jenne Cho Papa. Papa means born in low grade family. They are called Papa. Shuddhanti. They become pilgrims. This is the Bhagavata Vishastra. That Bhagavad Bhakti does not depend on any kind of material qualities. Simply, you have to become very sincere and serious. That is the only price. Rupa Goswami also recommended like that. Tatra laulava ekalam mullam. Rupa Goswami advised, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitam asi kriyatam yadi kutho vilabhat. He advised that Krishna consciousness, if it is available to purchase anywhere, it is available. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice. Then one should be eager to purchase this Krishna consciousness at any price. Generally we think price means some, in terms of money, monetary transaction, 100 pounds, 200 pounds, million pounds, that is. The price is different. Then Rupa Goswami says that you purchase at any price. But what is that price? That's called lullava ekalam. Lullava, eager. That is class. That is the only quality. You must be very, very eager to see the lotus feet of Krishna in this very life. You must be very eager to talk with Krishna in this very life, but not to become sahaja. By service, Krishna talks with the devotee, but not with non-devotees. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesam satatajuttanam bhajatam priti pūjya. Only persons who are always engaged in Krishna's life. He has no other business. Satata means 24 hours. He has no other business. Tesam satatajuttanam bhajatam. Bhajatam means in service. You must find out always some opportunity how to give splendor service to Krishna. That is the quality. It doesn't matter what you are. You may be this or that, it doesn't matter. But this eagerness for service can be acquired by anyone. Simply by sincerity. That is the price. You take on the mind, Rupa Goswami says, Tattva laulam ekalam mullam. So, there I am not too much in that. And no. So, immediately, Srila Rupa Goswami was, na janma koti hi sukriti hi labhate. This eagerness to achieve Krishna's mercy, to approach the lotus feet of Krishna in this life, determination, I shall do anything. I shall sacrifice everything. This kind of determination is not very easily obtained. Not janmakoti sukriti. Sukriti means quiet activity. Without being quiet, nobody can approach Krishna. Krishna is not so cheap. You may show yourself that you have become a great sannyasi or Vaishnava or whatever it means. But so long you will be engaged in sinful activities, there is no question of it. That sinful activities means illicit sex and intoxication, gambling, and meeting. These are the pillars of sinful activities. So one must be purified. Janmakoti means to purify oneself from the resultant action of sinful activities. It takes many, many births. Janmakoti means sukriti. By counteracting the sinful activities, to engage oneself only in pious activities. The pious activities means brahmacharya. Samadama sudhikha, the brahminical qualification. But it is very difficult nowadays to practice. Tagina, samina, dhamina va. Tamasa brahmacharjina, tagina, samina, dhamina. These are the process of pious activities. But who is doing? It's very difficult. Therefore, the Namsam Kirtan, if he offenselessly performs Namsam Kirtan, everything is done. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself as a full of Advan before his Guru Maharaj. He advised that it will be difficult for you to study Vedanta Sutra or practice tapasya brahmacharya samadhama sudhikha tyagina samena dhamindhyamena dhamena. It is possible for human being, but in this Kali Yuga all these functions to do is difficult. Therefore this process is recommended. Vasudeva Parāya Bhakti Yoga Vihāra Vihāra Yavahāsana. Just like there is this fog, and as soon as the sun rises there, all fog is immediately dissipated. Otherwise it requires so much helmet. The railway train cannot move. The they cannot move. It is very difficult for them. Similarly, our sinful activities has covered our heart, just like a fog. We cannot see anything. But by bhakti yoga, it can be immediately dissipated. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thus advised by his spiritual master to chant Hare Krishna. And he got perfection. That was explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he, the spiritual master, congratulated him like this. That bhala hailo paile tumi param purusartha. Tomar premete ami hoilam kitar. Well, his disciple becomes perfect in spiritual advancement. The spiritual master feels very, very happy. That I am nonsense, but this boy, he has followed my instruction and he has achieved the success. That is my success. This is a spiritual master ambition, just like a father. This is the relationship. Nobody wants to see anybody more advanced than himself. That is the next. Matsarata. If anybody becomes advanced in any subject matter, then I become envious. But the spiritual master or the father, he does not become envious. He feels himself very, very happy that this boy has advanced more than this is spiritual master. So, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expresses his suggestion that when I chant and dance and cry in ecstasy, so my spiritual master thanks me in this way, follow you. It's very, very good. Vaile tumi param purusha. Now you have achieved the highest success in life. Tumar premete. Because you have advanced so much, ami haila vishata. I am feeling so much of life. This is the position. Then he encourages, nāso gāo bhakta saṅge paro saṅkīta. Now go on. You have achieved so much success. Now, again you go on. Nāso, you dance. Gāo, you sing and chant bhakta saṅge in the society of the book. Not to make a profession, but bhakta saṅge. This is the real platform for achieving success in spiritual life. Narasimhadas Thakur also says that tadeva charana sevi bhakta sanghe vas janame janame var sei obhila. Narasimhadas Thakur says that birth after that, because a devotee, he does not aspire after going back to home, back to Godhead. No. Any place. It doesn't matter. He wants to simply glorify the Supreme Lord. That is. It is not the business of the bhakta that he is chanting and dancing, executing devotional service, or going to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. That is Krishna's desire. If he likes, he'll take. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur has Ichha Jadi Tor. Janamayavi Jadi More. Ichha Jadi Tor. Bhakta Grihete Janma Haupamo. The devotee only prays that he does not request Krishna that please take me back and to Vaikuntha Goloka Vrindavan. No. If you think that I must take birth again, that's all right. But only my request is that give me birth in this house of a devotee. Yes. So that I may not forget. This is the only prayer of the devotee. Because, just like this guy, she has taken birth having Vaishnava father and mother. So she must have been a Vaishnavi or Vaishnava in her previous life. Now this is an opportunity from the all our children, those are born of a Vaishnava father, mother. They are very, very fortunate. From the very beginning of life, they are hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They are associating with Vaishnava, chanting, dancing, imitation or fact, it doesn't matter. So they are very, very fortunate children. Sutinam, Sumatam, Gehi, Yuvut, Bhrishta, Sanjaya. So they are not ordinary children. They are, these children, they are always hankering after associating with devotees, chanting Hare Krishna, coming to us. So they are not ordinary children. The Bhakta Sangyamar, this is the very good opportunity, Bhakta Sangyamar. So our Krishna Dasa society is a bhakta sangha, is a society of devotees. Never try to go away. Never try to go away. Discrepancies there may be. We should adjust. And this chanting and dancing amongst within the society of devotees has got great advantage, great value. Here it is confirmed. And all the Vaishnavas have confirmed. তাদেরও চরণ সেবী ভক্ত সঙ্গে, ভক্ত সঙ্গে বাস, জনমে জনমে মন, এই জনমে জনমে নি, ইট ডাজন্ট ওয়ান্ট টু গো ব্যাক, দ্যাট ইজ নট হিজ ডিজায়ার. When Krishna is desired, Krishna is allowing, that is the one thing. Otherwise, let me go on in this way, life in the society of devotees, and chanting and dancing is my business. This is required, not anything else. Anything else, anything desired, that is annavilas. Annavilasita sundam. A devotee should not desire anything except this, that let me live with the society of devotees and chant Hare Krishna. This is our life. Thank you very much.